Psalm 22, Part 2, Preface. When Jesus returned from the wilderness, where he had been tempted by Satan, and John saw him walking, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." Jesus was the Lamb chosen of the Father to be sacrificed, not for the Jews only, but also for the Gentiles, for on him was laid the sin of the world. The sacrificial lambs, by which he was prefigured, were, indeed, sacrificed for the Jews only, and not for the Gentiles. And so Christ was a minister of the circumcision, and did not go to preach to the Gentiles, but his vicarious suffering was for the Gentiles no less than for the Jews. By his death, he did not redeem a select few only, but as the second Adam, he died for all the children of the first Adam. Therefore, he gave command to the apostles to preach the gospel to every human creature, promising, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." And unto this day he cries out over land and sea, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth." This general redemption and universal preaching of grace we are to appropriate each one to his or her own soul, to say in undoubting confidence, "He who redeemed all has also purchased my soul, and he who commands all to repent and believe is also calling me to his kingdom. To him I will go, to him I will hold. He will save me and will not suffer my soul to perish." This precious truth is confirmed in the second part of the 22nd Psalm. "I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye the seed of Israel. For he hath not despised, nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come, and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this." Summary. As the first part of this psalm is a clear prophecy of Christ's suffering on the cross, even so, this last part clearly foretells that his suffering and death would not be in vain, but he would see the fruit of his labors. The word of his salvation would be proclaimed abroad in the great congregation, among all nations, in all corners of the earth. And his salvation would be preached to all classes of men, to the fat, the great and mighty on earth, and to them that go down to the dust. Neither would the preaching of his word be in vain, but his name would be glorified at all places, and many of the mighty and many of the lowly would be converted to him. Abundantly is this prophecy fulfilled. Kings and princes bow down to him, and many vagabonds, yea, they that were cannibals, worship him. His gospel does not return void. It begets a church. Keep it in thy heart. Meditate on it in the night watches, and it will be in thee a living seed. Prayer. Merciful and kind art thou, O Lord of hosts, because thou hast sent the gospel of thy Son to us of the Gentiles. Our fathers went to worship idols as they were led, but unto us, their children, thou hast sent the light, though we deserved it not. Cause it to dwell richly with us and our children, and by thy Holy Spirit make it grow in our hearts and bring fruit unto eternal life. Amen.